This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really excited to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. We have so much to get into. We'll get to the Royals coming up in just a bit. Yes, we have to talk about the stadium. We actually have a little bit of news this time. So, the Kansas City Royals. They have sent a term sheet to Clay County for a possible North Kansas City stadium. We are going to be joined by the Clay County Commissioner, who was the one that told us this news. Jason Withington will be on the show coming up in about an hour. We'll get his thoughts on the Royals sending a term sheet to Clay County and possibly putting the new Royal Stadium in North Kansas City. We are also going to be joined by Joel Corey coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Trey Smith has to have a new contract by July 15th at 3 o'clock. If they do not reach an agreement in the next 4 days, Trey Smith will play under the franchise tag this year at $23.4 million. So we'll be joined by Joel Corey coming up in a bit. We'll find out what a contract extension looks like for Trey Smith and how much is it going to cost to get him locked in. Also, if he thinks that he will get a deal signed, Joel Corey will be on the show. Josh Vernier will be on the show. The Mets are in town. The Mets are good. The Royals are hot and playing much better baseball the last couple of weeks or so. We'll talk to him ahead of that series. A lot to get into in today's show. We are going to begin with the Kansas City Royals and their stadium news. But before we do that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, I need you to tell one friend. I mean, it would be great if you could tell two friends to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars cannot be choosers. If you could just quite simply tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate that. Let me read to you the story from KCTV5. The ongoing Royal Stadium saga took another turn. Clay County Commissioner Jason Withington, who will be at the show at 3 o'clock, posted on social media that the Royals have contacted Clay County with terms for a possible stadium deal. Quote, many of you have asked for updates on the Royals, and I promise to keep you in the loop. Just before the 4th of July holiday, we received a term sheet from the Royals outlining their vision for a potential deal at the North Kansas City site. So this is just another piece of information. Now, I think the Royals are seriously considering North Kansas City. But I don't want to overreact to this news because I think this is, and you've heard this term before, them doing their due diligence. I think the Royals have sent very similar information to Kansas City, Missouri. I think they've sent it to Clay County. I think they've sent it to Johnson and Wyandotte County. I think the Royals are operating and playing this far closer to the vest and far more private than they were the last time. And them just sending out a term sheet is just, if we move here, this is how we think that it works. I think the Royals, if their plan is to move to whether it's Johnson County, whether it's Wyandotte County out by the Legends, whether it's in North Kansas City, I think it is the Royals telling you that they have given up on their downtown stadium dreams and they want to be the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves had a baseball stadium in the city. They moved to the suburbs and they built Battery Park. Now, I've never been there myself. I did go to Turner Field. But anybody that talks about the Atlanta baseball stadium and what they have built, it sounds to me like if you're not going to have downtown baseball, that is the vision. You go out to the suburbs, you have all the space in the world, all the tax benefits in the world, and you create your baseball-a-palooza. It sounds like the Royals, which makes sense to me in exploring all options. Let's reach out to North Kansas City and let's just continue that dialogue. I think the Royals have been very open. I think it's very different what they're asking for than what the Chiefs. The Royals are planning something very different. The Chiefs are either considering building a new stadium in Kansas or renovations to the current structure that they already have. The Royals have told you time and time again, we are not staying where we currently are. We are moving into a brand new baseball stadium, and they are trying to figure out where that can be. Is that going to be in Kansas City? Is that going to be in North Kansas City? Is that going to be in KCK? Is that going to be in Overland Park? None of us have the answer quite yet, but I think the Royals are simply doing their due diligence. I think the Royals are dotting I's and crossing T's and trying to get as much information and continue the negotiation with everybody to try to see this happen. One thing I'll be very curious to get Jason Withington's opinion on whenever he comes on the show, how do you plan on paying for this? A lot more people live in Jackson County than live in Clay County. So the tax base is just going to be much stronger, much larger in one side than the other side. How do you pay for this if you're Clay County? The Royals, I guess the state, is talking about paying for 50%. Well, who's going to pay for the other 50%? Obviously, the Royals are going to put up some money in this. But Clay County, if you are trying to now be the host of the Royals, you are going to need to put a public vote out there to do something very similar to what happened in Jackson County. When you buy something in Jackson County, a portion of your sales tax goes directly to the teams to help upkeep the stadiums. That is what you are going to have to do in Clay County. Trust me, the Royals are not moving there for free. They'll come in, they'll take your land, but you're going to have to chip in, so to speak. The state has chipped in their portion. Clay County is going to potentially have to chip in their portion. We'll see what the Royals will potentially add to that combination as well. But I do think that the North Kansas City idea is viable. I don't think it's what the Royals ideally want. We've talked about this. I think the Royals want to be in downtown Kansas City. I think they wanted to be in the Crossroads. That idea failed. I think they have tried to make the Washington Square Park idea happen. We'll see if it actually comes to fruition. But if you don't get your ideal, if you don't get your plan A, you got to have a backup plan. You got to have your alternate route. And I think the Royals have told us repeatedly what they feel that alternate route is. Whether it's 119th and all, I've never really heard anything kind of come together about the Legends, but I assume you have to throw that into the conversation. And then the North Kansas City idea. The North Kansas City idea is not a bad one. It's not my favorite one. It's not what I want them to do. But it is not a bad idea if that's where the Royals plan on moving their stadium. We'll be joined by Jason Withington coming up in about an hour or so, and we'll get his opinion. We will talk about the actual baseball team. They certainly have earned it. They're winners of their last four. They just swept the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they got one of the best teams coming into town in the New York Mets. We'll see if the weather potentially holds off. I'm seeing some reports that there could be some thunderstorms coming up later today. So knock on wood, I hope that if you're going out there to the ballpark today, I hope that you get fantastic, great weather. I know we didn't talk about the Royals, but we kind of did talk about the Royals. So that can only mean one thing. Rob, hit me.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be.
Today's Fan and Royals Live takes us back to the year 2009, where on this date in Royals baseball, the Royals lost 15-9 to the Boston Red Sox. Here is today's random Royals lineup. Leading off, the should-be Royals Hall of Famer in center field, David DeJesus.
He is a random Royals lineup all-star.
Batting second, in right field, Ryan Friel.
I've heard of that name before, but I ain't never heard of that name before.
I have
Ryan Friel. Is he a former Cardinal?
I have very little recollection of him in Kansas City.
How many games did Ryan Friel play in a Royals uniform?
Ryan Friel played 18 games the Royals.
I mean, of course. Yeah, I was like, come on. And I was like, that guy didn't play a lot of Royals baseball. I don't know that man.
He wasn't a Cardinal, but he was a Cincinnati Red. So.
Yeah, I knew it was some kind of red team that he played for.
Batting.
We got him at the very end of his career. You're right. He played 18 games, 45 plate appearances. Of course he didn't hit a home run. Hit .244 without the league.
He batted second on this day, by the way. Batting third, the first baseman, Billy Butler. Batting fourth.
I don't know if the organization did right by Billy Butler. He played with a lot of bad teams.
Batting fourth, the third baseman, Mark Tien.
Marky Mark, your funky bunch.
Batting fifth, in left field, certified bank robber, Jose Guillen.
Ski mask all-star. Put him up. Put him up.
Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Mike Jacobs.
I remember Mike Jacobs. Former Marlin, am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Former Marlin.
Batting seventh, the second baseman, Alberto Callaspo.
I remember him. Great utility infielder, mm-hmm. You know? Great utility. You know who Alberto Callaspo should have been? He should have been Mikel Garcia. That was his ceiling. His ceiling was Mikel Garcia. He just didn't have the coaching that Mikel Garcia has had. He didn't have the genetics.
Batting eight, the catcher, Miguel Olivo.
Okay. Royals legend.
And batting ninth, the shortstop, Tony Pena.
That team had to have won 57 games. That team didn't win a whole lot.
They did win. I'll go back here. They finished with 65 wins season.
I was real close. I mean, I wasn't that far off.
By the way, Royals got beat around this day because they got a bad start from Gil Mesh.
Well, of course. Another legalized bank robber.
Come on now. Gil gave it back.
Okay, well, yeah.
Gil got
caught. He apologized.
Gil got caught with, what, the paint dye on his hands and said, my bad, and handed back $11 million. Dollars.
He apologized. He was like, I didn't mean to do this. Here you go. I'll give it back. I'll give it back. All right, coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Joel Corey. He is going to be on the show. He is a former NFL agent. Not many people understand the NFL salary cap and contracts better than Joel Corey. He's going to be on the show coming up in just a bit. We'll get his thoughts on what will happen with Trey Smith. What's going to happen with Trent McDuffie? Should the Chiefs go ahead and have a conversation with George Karlaftis? A lot of contract news to discuss with Joel Corey. We'll do it next. Keep it right here. So drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, host of the Random Royals lineup on 96.5 The Fan.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Really excited to be joined by our next guest, Joel Corey. He is a former NFL agent. He is with CBS Sports. Very few people in sports media understand contracts better than him. Very few people understand the salary cap much better than him. Really excited to take an off-season look with the Kansas City Chiefs. We welcome Joel Corey onto the show. Joel, really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The deadline to get a franchise tag player signed is July 15th. There's only one team in the league that has a player currently on a franchise tag. It's the Chiefs. Do you think the Chiefs are going to reach an agreement with Trey Smith?
Yeah, I would hope that they would, because they traded away the other guard, Joe Tooney. So they've handed him a ton of leverage. So they're going to have to come really strong to get this thing done. His statements a couple of days ago, or maybe it was even yesterday, weren't great from the Chiefs from this standpoint. He's taking a really hands-off approach. I'm leaving it to my agents, which gives them wide latitude to do what they want, drive an extremely hard bargain. What the Chiefs would want is for him to take a Micah Parsons hands-on approach, which at times seems like it could benefit the Cowboys, but I still think it probably gets done and the Chiefs bite the bullet, because the alternative – next year isn't pretty.
So I guess let's branch off from that. What does a contract extension look like? I mean, he's already playing under the franchise tag, so we're talking $23.4 million. That's a significant amount of money for an interior offensive lineman. If we're talking long-term, if we're talking about guaranteed dollars up front and a signing bonus, what are we talking about for Trey Smith?
Well, that's the first thing. I was a little surprised they put the franchise tag on him, because the interior offensive linemen typically don't get it. Joe Tooney was franchised before you signed him as an offensive guard, and then Brandon Scherff twice in 20 and 21. But going back before that, it was Logan Mankins about a decade before that with the Patriots. Well, the thing is, you're probably going to have to set new standards in most meaningful metrics outside of making the highest paid offensive guard. That's kind of a given that the franchise tag is over $23 million, and the highest paid guy on a long-term deal is Dickerson in Philadelphia, $21 million per year. So the biggest signing bonus you've ever had for an offensive guard is Quentin Nelson a couple years ago with $31 million. Probably have to go that, and if you do that, you create a ton of cap room, because you could chop the salary down to league minimum or close to it, and you could have him on a cap number of about maybe less than 10 for this year. So you pick up $13 million of cap space. Then you're going to have to look at what's the most amount fully guaranteed, and that's Chris Lindstrom. He's got 48.2 fully guaranteed at signing. And then you also have Robert Hunt, and overall guarantees $63 million. I think you got to exceed those two marks as well. And if you have to, I'm sure the agent's going to factor in the equation that if you went year to year, next year's franchise tag is a shade over $28 million, and the two tags would be almost $51.5 million. So he might be looking at that is what he needs fully guaranteed at signing. The problem is you got a tag number so much higher than the rest of the market that getting a deal done for just a nominal increase over Landon Dickerson will be tough. You're probably going to have to have a long-term deal, which is closer to the tag number than it is the top of the market right now.
Joel, one argument that I made and why I wouldn't have paid Trey Smith, and it's not because I don't think he's a good player, it's just positional value. I am a little bit surprised for a team that we've seen maybe not pay certain pass rushers or move on from a wide receiver or not pay a certain corner. I was surprised to see them lock in themselves for $23 million for an interior offensive lineman. And now you're talking about a $51 million deal and maybe 80 or 90 over the length of the deal. I am surprised the Chiefs are willing to pay this much for that position.
Yeah, so am I. But when you traded away your other guard and you stuck the franchise tag on him, you shifted that thing big time. He has all the leverage. He's sitting there going, well, he signed the tag pretty quickly, which was smart because it became fully guaranteed at that point. If you have an unsigned tender, it could be revoked. So that's now out of the equation. He's looking at it and his people looking at it. Well, I can play for my 23-4 and then I'm going to be a free agent next year. Because he probably, based on history in terms of what happens when you have a Pro Bowl caliber offensive guard hit the open market, it's happened on maybe five occasions in the past decade, that got the market. So that's probably going to happen if you let him get out there. But it did surprise me between the tag and the trade, he's got the hammer. And if he's taking the approach, I'm leaving that to my agents, it's going to be used. They're not going to show a lot of mercy to the Chiefs unless he gave them specific marching orders that when we get to July 15, I'll take the best deal that's on the table. If he didn't, then Kansas City could have a problem. But you don't trade Tooney and stick the tag on him not to get a deal done.
I guess, Joel, to just wrap this up here and just kind of have it concise, how many years do you think the deal is for Trey Smith? What do you think the overall value of the contract is? What do you think the guaranteed number is for him?
He's not going to give you more than four total years. And I look at the not four new years and besides the tag number he's playing on. That's a placeholder. So I'm really thinking 4 years, 25, 26, 27, 28. He's not going to give you more than that. Since you're probably going to have to go maybe 50 fully guaranteed at signing since Lindstrom's at 48 and probably 65 in overall guarantees. If you could get this thing for anything under 90 for the 4 years, I think you should be happy with that. I suspect it might be closer to 92 to 95 if that might give the Chiefs sticker shock. But I don't think it's going to be the 2.5% increases we've had with Lindstrom when he became the highest paid guy or Dickerson when he became the highest paid guy, because that only puts you $21.5 million. So that franchise tag just totally changed the dynamics of the negotiation.
From a negotiating standpoint, I guess a roster building salary cap standpoint, are there positives to just having a player play out that 1 year on the franchise tag? What are the negatives? Because I look at it as the contract's not very fluid. And one thing the Chiefs kind of love is fluidity in their deals. You look at Mahomes' deal, very fluid. You can move things around. They like to restructure from time to time. I think the biggest reason on why they end up getting this deal done is because they have the flexibility in order to do some of the other moves that they like.
Yeah, because you're going to create probably $13 million of cap space, depending upon how you do it, because I'm assuming he's getting a record signing bonus. So that's going to put him in a signing bonus over $31 million. And in low base salary, then you can create about $13 million of cap space, maybe a little more if you want to, if that's the way you choose to do it. And then you have a ton of flexibility, whatever you want for the rest of the year. One good thing is, and then you can do better cap planning with him if you have him signed long-term. If you don't have him signed long-term, we've seen that for Pro Bowl caliber players, that the longer you wait,
the more it's going to cost you. And if he builds upon last year and improves, and you look at a little over $28 million as a franchise tag, and you don't want to pay that, he's going to hit the open market, and he's going to reset the market anyway. So you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't from that standpoint. One good thing about your offensive line is, I don't know if it's a good thing, but one thing that you can count on next year is you're going to pick up $20 million of cap relief from getting rid of the right tackle mistake you made a couple of years ago.
Well, let's talk about that deal. We were kind of discussing that yesterday about the Jawan Taylor deal. There really is no flexibility to it. We were kind of entertaining the possibility with the Chiefs maybe have Joshua Simmons play right tackle. Could Jawan Taylor go to the bench? And my biggest argument is you're not sending a guy with a $27 million cap hit on the bench. Like, there is the financials. There is the business side of it. Jawan Taylor will be given every opportunity to play this year to justify that contract. How do you kind of view Jawan Taylor's deal? I'm kind of seeing it like you kind of got to take your medicine now. You got to just get through this year. You save $20 million next year, and then you can move on from him at that position.
Yeah, there are 20 million reasons for him to be playing this year. The way it was structured, and I expect that any deal with Trey Smith would be this way, that his $19.5 million base salary for 2025 was guaranteed for injury at signing. And then the skill and cap guarantees kicked in to make it fully guaranteed third day of the 2024 league year. So coming into this year, you weren't getting rid of him. Same thing with the roster bonus. It became, I mean, the workout bonus, it became fully guaranteed March 2024. So you're going to have any what's not fully guaranteed if you get a Smith deal done is going to be guaranteed for injury, and the full guarantee will vest a year early. So you're going to be in the same kind of structural boat. But, yeah, you got to take your medicine, bad signing, and you can wipe them off the books next year. You'll pick up $20 million in cap space, and you're going to have like $7.3 million in dead money.
I guess the same question, albeit a different kind of concern for Jalen Moore. The Chiefs go out and they get Jalen Moore. They give him $21 million guaranteed. And then it looks like they potentially already drafted his replacement, at least at left tackle, where you maybe have three tackles, but only two of them can be on the field. How do you think they handle Jalen Moore? And do you see it as a potential negative? Let's say that they start the young guy, they start the rookie. Jalen Moore is coming off the bench, and he's just that swing tackle that's there in case of an injury.
Well, you got a rookie who's coming off a torn patella tendon. That's not as much of an injury for an offensive lineman as it would be for a skill position player. Nonetheless, it's still serious. So you don't necessarily have to rush him into the starting lineup. So maybe you start more at left tackle and see how he's doing. You have the luxury of time with Simmons. And then if you have to, you make the switch. More swing tackle. He could be your future right tackle after this year. So it made sense to address left tackle in multiple ways, given it was a major issue in the Super Bowl last year. And because Tooney was playing out of position. First team All-Pro left guard was doing a pretty decent job up until the Super Bowl playing out of position, but it really was a problem in the Super Bowl.
Right now, we're talking to Joel Corey for a couple more minutes here. He's with CBS Sports, a former agent. Not many people understand contracts and the salary cap much better than him. Speaking of positional value, we talked about it with Trey Smith. I'm big on pay Trent McDuffie right now. He's an all-pro corner two times in his first three seasons. There's just been no real conversation about getting a deal done with him. And usually when there's no smoke, there's no fire. I don't really see them paying Trent McDuffie this offseason, maybe next offseason, but I don't really know if there's reason to believe that in the next couple of days or so before the Chiefs go to training camp that they're locking in their 24-year-old all-pro corner.
Well, he has no reason to do a deal right now from this standpoint. He probably wants to wait for Sauce Gardner to get done because the Jets have some talk about trying to get him done and also Garrett Wilson. Although Sauce Gardner had his worst year of his three-year NFL career in 2024, I expect him to reset the market. He'll go above Stingley's $30 million per year. I want that data point in the marketplace before I'm negotiating anything about McDuffie. So there's incentive for him not to get a deal done now.
That is Joel Corey joining us on the show today to talk about the contracts that are kind of loading up for the Kansas City Chiefs. They certainly have a lot to discuss. Trey Smith, he has to sign a new deal by July 15th. Trent McDuffie is a possible extension. There's a lot of news and notes from the business side with the Kansas City Chiefs. Joel, great stuff as always. We look forward to catching up with you in a couple of days if the Chiefs get a deal done with Trey Smith.
Sounds good. Anytime.
Absolutely. That is Joel Corey joining us on the show today with CBS Sports. Always enjoy catching up with him. I just looked this up because I was very curious to see where this would line up. So, Rob, let's say that the Chiefs give Trey Smith the contract that Joel just said, 4 years, $92 to $95 million, somewhere in that range, and $50 million guaranteed. That's equivalent to having the 10th highest paid wide receiver in the league. That is basically Calvin Ridley's contract. Calvin Ridley's contract is 4 years, $92 million. He got $46.9 million guaranteed. It's a notch below A.J. Brown's contract. A.J. Brown got $51 million guaranteed. Now, Rob, we don't have to rehash the entire positional value conversation, but I am a little bit surprised that the Chiefs are willing to spend, high-end wide receiver two money. That's what this is, high-end wide receiver two money for a right guard. I am very surprised. I mean, this is more than what Devontae Smith got, more than what Jaylen Waddle got. I mean, this is big-time money to be giving out a player, and I'm all for it. Hey, you got to pay guys. That's how the salary cap works, but I am surprised they're doing it at right guard.
I'm like you, I don't want to rehash the positional value conversation. I will say, if I'm Brett Veach, if I'm Clark Hunt, if I'm the power structure that is the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe the way they're looking at it is we have two cost control wide receivers. One of them has another year before it's time to start talking contract. Another one has 2 years before it's time to start talking contract. So we can kind of sort of go cheap at wide receiver, a position that has historically been very expensive, in the now, pay Smith and kind of kick the can down the road on what we do with Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. Because I would imagine most high-end wide receiver two money it's obviously in the second contract, but most teams with high-end wide receiver two money are going cheap at another location. The Chiefs have a little flexibility because they're already inherently cheap at wide receiver. So maybe they feel like we can go expensive at guard because we have the built-in advantage of we are going cheap at wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely it. And the text line is saying we're talking about protecting an historical quarterback. I mean, I'm certainly all for it. The Royals, just their positional value chart is just very, very different than what I would have. And I'm with you on protecting a quarterback. But, I mean, they've gone super cheap on running back. They've gone kind of cheap at wide receiver the last couple of years. Like, part of protecting your quarterback is giving them great options to kind of throw the ball to. So it's just a team-building exercise. Some of you would do this. I wouldn't do it. The Chiefs are probably going to do it, and we'll see where it goes from there. But, I mean, they are in line to give Trey Smith top 10 wide receiver money, which is a notch below A.J. Brown. If I asked you guys, what player would you rather have on your team? Would you rather have A.J. Brown or Trey Smith? I think the answer for most people would end up being A.J. Brown, who was the best wide receiver on the best team in the league. Rob, we got a little bit of breaking news here. I'm not sure if you've seen this news or not, but the Royals have another all-star. So they added Carlos Estevez earlier today. And they just added Mikel Garcia. Mikel Garcia has been added to the 2025 All-Star team. He is going to replace Brandon Love on the American League roster. In a note from the Kansas City Royals, Major League Baseball announces that Mikel Garcia has been added to the American League All-Star team to mark his first All-Star appearance. He will join three of his other teammates, and he will join them Tuesday, July 15th in Atlanta, Georgia, in the All-Star game. So congratulations to Mikel Garcia. A lot of people felt like Garcia got snubbed. He obviously was one of the players that was on the bubble that was next up if a couple injuries happened. Congratulations to him. He certainly has earned it. He's turned himself to an All-Star. The Royals are going to have four representatives in the All-Star. Congratulations to them.
First and foremost, I agree with you. Let's credit Mikel Garcia, who absolutely deserved to be an All-Star. Carlos Estevez, too. I believe he's one of the top saves leaders in the AL. Both of them are very deserving. Bobby's very deserving. Bubic's very deserving. I want that on the record before I say this. Is the MLB All-Star game becoming the NFL Pro Bowl? Because how many guys have been replaced? We had Jacob Milham on the show yesterday, and he said Garcia should have been an All-Star, and he's extra frustrated because there were three replacement third baseman middle infield types that already got added to the AL roster, and none of them were Mikel Garcia. Now, today, we have two more. Now, they were Royals, replacement additions to the MLB All-Star game. Like, maybe it's just I'm showing my old man status here. I don't remember when me or kids, Carrington, that the MLB All-Star game was having 6, 7, 8, 9 replacement players pop up and on the roster a week after announcement. Credit to them, but it's starting to get a little bit of a Pro Bowl vibe, which people saying, nah, I'm good. Thanks for the honor. And then someone else fills in. Like, the All-Star roster is not 25 men anymore. It's like 40 at this point.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. There are only four teams who have more All-Stars than the Royals have: the Tigers, Mariners, Dodgers, and Padres. The Royals now have the same number of All-Stars as the Astros, Yankees, Rays, and Mets. So if you were curious, the Royals have as many All-Stars on their roster as those handful of teams. I just think it's an overall positive, and you like to see guys get rewarded for the season that they are putting together. Mikel Garcia has had a very, very good year. There are not many players right now in Major League Baseball that are hitting 300 or better. He's one of those players. The last time that I checked, it was 9 players in baseball that were hitting 300. He has really developed and turned himself into a very good player. And you're right, they are kind of doing it. I'm perfectly fine with that if that's what it's going to be. It's an exhibition and being named to the team. Some years you'll go, some years you won't go. But it's just cool to see your guys. And you and I had the initial conversation. We set the over-under at 2.5. They originally got 2, but they also had 2 guys as a possible to make the All-Star. Both of those guys have now made the team. Carlos Estevez is on the team, and Mikel Garcia is on the team. So congratulations to both of them.
I mean, it's very exciting for those guys. I mean, it is odd. How many teams have more than the Royals? Like, the Royals, and don't get me wrong, they're playing better baseball, and I would love if the Royals got hot in the second half.
4 teams have more All-Stars than the Royals: the Tigers, Mariners, Dodgers, and Padres. Those are the teams with more All-Stars than the Royals.
Every single one is a playoff team. So not only are the Royals in the category of playoff team, the Royals are sub 500 right now. They're carrying a top 5 out of All-Star. That's what's peculiar to me. Like, I know we don't care about the Pro Bowl, but people would be shocked in Kansas City if you look at the Pro Bowl roster and you're like, you know who has the most Pro Bowlers? The Raiders at 8 and 9. You'd be like, wait a second. And the math ain't mathin', as you like to always say. So congratulations to the Royals. Their individual successes deserve to be honored, but it is peculiar to me that a team that's 49 and 50 is carrying the same amount of All-Stars as the Dodgers, who are world beaters.
Let's get back to what Joel Corey had to say. I did want to get you guys the breaking news that Mikel Garcia has been named to the All-Star team. I thought it was a really interesting note from Joel Corey about Trent McDuffie. It certainly is in his best interest to wait for Sauce Gardner. Everybody else that we deem to be a top flight young corner in the league has gotten their contract already. Derek Stingley's contract is out there. Pat Surtain II, his contract is out there. If you're McDuffie and you let Sauce Gardner go before you, and now you're the last one looking to get paid. So if you're McDuffie, I do understand the wanting to take a bet on yourself. You don't have an injury history. You've been an all-pro 2 of your first 3 years. You go out, you have another great season. This team has great postseason success. They make another Super Bowl. You're another all-pro guy. You're talking about being an all-pro player for 3 of your first 4 years of your deal. Then yeah, you're talking about a substantial increase. You're talking about being one of the 5 highest paid defensive players in the league you could be looking at if you're him, certainly from a non-pass rusher standpoint. So we'll see how the Trent McDuffie contract kind of plays itself out. But I thought that was interesting from Joel Corey that you're going to kind of wait to see how things come together. Like, you're going to wait to see how everything kind of materializes. And that certainly makes sense to me if you're Trent McDuffie and you're looking to get paid. You wait for Sauce Gardner, and now you have all the information from the other 3 corners, and you look for something in that range. I certainly hope the Chiefs give it to him. I think he's one of the 4 best corners in the National Football League. You could probably argue that he's better than Sauce Gardner, especially in a variety of different coverages. Coming up on the other side, you guys always laugh at me when I have this take, but I think it's possible that I'm right. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, I can admit that there are some takes that I dust off every single year. I accept that. I don't think that makes me different than most of your favorite sports talk hosts. I tell you guys every year that in Home Alone, it just would have been easier if the Wet Bandits had had a pistol. I give my firework guy take every year. I've come to enjoy it. And I see the text on, we got to hear this again. Yes, you need to hear this again because firework guy is a threat to our safety, our livelihood, our communities. And I want you to stay away from firework guy because firework guy is a threat. Now, some of you listen to me, some of you don't listen to me, and that's fine. But I want to tell you a story about an NFL player. This story is about Najee Harris. On ESPN right now, Chargers running back Najee Harris sustained an eye injury after a firework mishap at a 4th of July event. His agent said that the injury was superficial and he is expected to be ready for the upcoming season. Oh, there's more. There were more people that were injured at this little 4th of July festivities. Let me read to you the story from the San Francisco Chronicle. Six men and a 13-year-old boy were injured when a firework exploded at an apartment complex out west. The man who lit the firework is in critical condition. He lost several fingers due to the incident. The explosion, which involved a high-grade firework, occurred at 12:20 a.m. on Saturday in the back alley at an apartment complex. Why is Najee Harris popping fireworks at an apartment complex? Why is Najee Harris around high-grade explosives? Makes no sense to me. But that's firework guy. That man started the 4th of July with 10 fingers. He now has 7. He now has the Ninja Turtle hand because he's firework guy. I'm not here to rain on anybody's parade. I know you guys think that I'm just a hater. I don't like anything. There's a lot of things that I like. There's a lot of things that I love. You know what I love? Having all of my fingers and being able to use all of my extremities. And I want you to get through the 4th of July weekend with that same thing intact. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. I hope that you listen to me. But Najee Harris, you almost shot your eye out. Right? You almost shot your eye out. You're an NFL running back. You almost turned into Fetty Wap because you're a firework guy. So next year, let this be a lesson to you. Just like sometimes we need examples of when to wear your seatbelt. You know, sometimes when things happen and we always hear, man, you know, it just makes you really appreciate life. I want you to appreciate sight. I want you to appreciate your hands. That's what I want. And I'm telling you right now that we almost lost Najee Harris on your fantasy football team because he almost shot his eye out with a bottle rocket. Don't be firework guy. And it sounds to me like two of these people had to go to the hospital, and one of the people that Najee Harris was hanging with lost fingers. Stay away from firework, man. Put this in the back of your mind. Store this information for next year. So when I give this take, you'll notice I'm not crazy. I'm really trying to help you. I'm really trying to look out for you. That's it. I don't got nothing else.
I'm legitimately stunned more NFL contracts don't have provisions about fireworks. After what happened to Jason Pierre-Paul, if I'm an NFL team, I mean, the Chiefs don't let Patrick Mahomes play basketball. I would not let my players anywhere near contractually some fireworks. No, too much bad can happen.
There's nothing wrong with just lighting a little fireworks. You know what, that black cat?
There's nothing wrong with just watching, being a spectator.
That little small black cat you holding, it ain't blowing off your fingers. It involved a high-grade firework. You was out there shooting off M80s. You tried to put the sparklers together to make a bomb. And now look at you. You got the scary movie two-hand. It didn't have to be that way. How can you hold the football with the scary movie two-hand? You almost lost your eye. You wanted to look like the Raiders logo. You know how to. You don't got to live that way, Najee Harris. You don't have to live that way. Do you think Najee Harris is a good player? He's like the most confusing player in the league because he runs for 1,000 yards every year, but he always does it with like 300 carries and runs for like 3.7 yards per carry. Is Najee Harris a good or a bad running back?
He's bad. Najee Harris is not good.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you guys love nice round numbers.
He's run for 1,000 yards every year that he's been in the league.
I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's good, though. I think he falls in that gray. I think if he got 100 less carries a season, people would look at him as a bust. But the Steelers just, the Chargers, just kept running and running and running. Just give him all the carries and let's see what happens. But I think he's, you know how in the NBA we talk about volume shooters? Hey, a guy can drop 30, but he did it on 29 shots.
Terry Rozier.
Yeah, that's what Najee Harris is. Yeah, you got 25 points, but he took 30 shots to do it. It wasn't very efficient. That's Najee Harris.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Najee Harris in his career, he has rushed for 1,000 yards in every season. He's averaging 3.9 yards per carry with 28 touchdowns. So he does get in the end zone for you. I mean, he had 6 touchdowns last year. He's good for anytime touchdown. He gets you an anytime touchdown every once in a while. What's Najee Harris to score a touchdown? Probably plus 250, plus 300 to score a touchdown. Go ahead and take a little bet on Najee Harris. He'll get you right. He'll get in the end zone for you every once in a while. Najee's a good second running back.
I'm going to say, he's not the star. I knew the Chargers drafted someone. It was Amarion Hampton.
Even on your fantasy team, you got to have another running back if you got Najee Harris. He's got to be your guy. He's got to be your flex in case of emergency or when somebody gets injured. But you can't be starting Najee Harris.
I mean, I feel like at this point in his career, if you're starting Najee Harris, you're in kind of trouble in fantasy football. I mean, he's a number two running back in real life. I mean, you're... Imagine being like, you know who I'm going to start in fantasy this week? Kareem Hunt. Like, what are we doing here?
A lot of people listening probably did start Kareem Hunt last year.
They went number two running back last year. That times have changed.
That's fair. I just was throwing that out there. I don't know much about fantasy football. I just know Najee Harris. He's the name that I know. He plays a position that people always value in fantasy.
So also, I don't know if you know this. It's a very under-the-radar stat about Najee Harris. He was a former KU commit. There you go. He and Jamar Chase could have saved the program.
Yeah, how long was Najee Harris committed? For 3 days?
I think he was actually committed. I think he was... a verbal, and then he left town. I was like, nah, I'm good. It's weird David Beatty couldn't lock those guys up.
What do you think happened that made Najee Harris commit to KU and then go back home and like, you can't go play there?
He actually was committed less than Jamar Chase.
Najee Harris is from California. He is from Martinez, California, and went to Alabama. I'd love to know what he saw at KU. It was like, yo, I'm playing football here. I bet that was an amazing weekend that Najee Harris had. And then he came down from that recruiting high. It was a Tuesday, and his mom was like, son, I can't let you go to KU. Come on now.
He lasted less at Kansas than Jamar Chase did. Jamar Chase at least waited a week. Jamar Chase finished his visit, committed, went home, then went on a visit to LSU, decommitted, committed to LSU. Najee Harris, it was quick.
I'm sitting here. I just did a quick reading. It might be a few years before he's eligible, but the fact that Najee Harris attended a KU practice is a great sign.
Yeah, no,
he went to a practice.
That wasn't even a commit. I apologize. He was in there with the gear. He was showing up, talking to people. He was ready to go.
How did they even get him to visit? I'm serious. I'm now doing a quick Google search. He was the highest rated recruit to even visit KU since 1998. And he's not even a local kid. Like, I could see if a kid from, like, Topeka, all right, I'm going to take the trip. How do they get Najee Harris from California to fly out to sit down with David Beatty to talk about playing football at Kansas? What was going on?
Was he just taking visits everywhere? Like, that had to be it. Like,
this had to be during basketball season.
I want to see his visit list. If he was just hitting every school, like, there's a San Diego State in there or whatever. It just, woof.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm confused. Like, I'm genuinely confused at what happened. He was the number one overall recruit on Rivals. He took a visit at KU. I can't believe that. I would love to hear that story. Hey, Najee, what, you committed to Kansas? You didn't commit to Mark Mangino. You committed to the David Beatty Jayhawks. I don't know what was going on there. They didn't even have a nice stadium. They still had the track around the football stadium. You saw the track around the stadium, and you, hey, that weekend at the Hawk was a crazy weekend.
Boom Boom Room was going up that weekend.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on over there at the Wheel, but I'm telling you right now, it was a time. It was a time at Sandbar.
I'm telling you right now, the Cave has never had a better weekend.
Yeah, Najee's never had a better weekend that weekend he committed to the University of Kansas. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to be joined by the Clay County Commissioner, Jason Withington, will be on the show. The Royals have sent a term sheet to North Kansas City for a possible stadium. We'll talk to him about it. Keep it right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.